I would like to invite now some of the doctors who have so kindly come from Bhaktivedanta Hospital, who served Jamuna there when she went for treatment. Dwarkadish Prabhu, will you please come forward and say some words?
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nitamaya Tasmai Shri Guru Vainamaha. It's a very clear memory. The month of December, all in the morning at around 6:30, we were called to the hospital, Yamuna Devi's arrival. I don't know if this was already spoken, but her arrival was very special in the sense that the flight was supposed to reach at 5:30 at the airport, and it arrived at 5 o'clock. And the driver had not reached there, and she walked out of the waiting lobby having nobody there to receive her. And she had already had a very, very extremely difficult journey from, I think, Canada, America, and then Singapore. And she was in a very bad state. She was choking up. She was not able to breathe, not able to walk. So she just came out of the airport and she started loudly singing the Govindam prayers. Govindam Adi Purushantam Aham Bhajami, just helplessly calling out to Krishna. And some taxi driver came and said, "Bhaktivedanta the hospital?" This must be Paramatma. There's no other way it could have happened. I said, "Yes." And she just jumped into his taxi, and the taxi brought her to Bhaktivedanta hospital. When she came, her blood pressure was 190/130, and I saw her for the first time. I was very surprised. Her lungs were choked up. She was in cardiac failure. She was bloated up, overloaded with fluid. All over the body was swollen. She was extremely breathless. Oxygen levels in the body were low, and everything was in disarray. I put her in the ICU, and we tried to help her. Even through all those difficulties, what comes up most prominently is that she was always very, very warm and affectionate. You know, she was going through so much. Actually, medically speaking, we were told later on that she had this difficulty in breathing disorder called as OSA, obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, which she must have suffered for so many years, not even knowing that she is not able to breathe in the night because of her bodily structure. And she's choking up, and her heart was failing every day practically. And surprisingly, in Canada, they did not diagnose her. It was a case of medical neglect. And then only when she came here, we realized that this is the major problem with her, that all her organs are failing, her kidneys and her heart and lungs are failing because she's not able to breathe. She has no oxygen in her body for last more than 10 years, practically. And immediately the Srinathji Prabhu called for the machine, and then we give it to her. And then she started breathing normally for the first time in several years. And I believe that must have given her at least that extra time which she was with us in this world. She stayed on the fifth floor of the hospital, and I had this very special privilege of seeing her practically every day. I would finish my work by evening, 7 o'clock or so, 7:30. And then, because I needed more time with her, so I would go and see her in her room. And it was a very special feeling entering her room and offering obeisances to that floor, and knowing that this is the dust which adorns her lotus feet, is on this floor. And she would be very, very motherly with me. Very, very motherly. She was a mother. And she would praise my tie, she would praise my attire. Said she, how smart looking I am. She had this very wonderful nature of making me feel important and good. We began a treatment. It was a difficult case, and on Radha Maharaj's instruction and the concern of all the devotees, we took her to the best doctors in Mumbai, best of cardiologist, best of nephrologist. We had to take her to Jaslok. So we did whatever medically was best, and then, you know, we put all this data together and tried to give her whatever maximum help we could, and we were successful. In 3.5 months, we could get her moving, and she was much better in breathing. Her blood pressure was completely controlled. She lost about I think almost about 12 to 15 kilos of fluid from her body was lost. That was more than about 30 pounds of weight was lost. So that was very useful. So we were happy that, you know, we had probably the in the female body, we had probably the most important guest in our hospital in so many years to serve. And all of us, they were very, very happy and to get her affection. She took a very special flavor of in addressing me in a very special way. After we did this drama, we did this presentation on Ladini Devi's life called Legacy of Love, where I had this cruel role to play of Johnson, who was the murderer of this exalted soul, Ladini Devi. So I was playing that role, and then she wanted to come into the auditorium and be there and see this performance. She was so eager, she was so fired up that my doctor is doing this role. So she wanted to be there and see us. But medically we sort of disclaimed her from coming, and she stayed back, and she was looking live at the, you know, online, she was looking at the laptop. So next day she came in the morning and said, so looking for me throughout the whole drama, where was I, and was on a very different attire, wearing a different wig and all that, different attire, was a very demonic looking fellow. And then she came next day and said, Dr. Johnston. Dr. Johnston, she reinitiated me to that name. Ever since then, whenever she would see me, she would say, this is Dr. Johnston. And she was so excited that I could play a role like that, you know, so cruel, so hateful, so despiteful, so so ugly. And that endeared her and endeared us to both us to each other in a more intimate manner. Many things to be said, but we'll be brief. I want to speak about the last day when she was there with us. And the last day, it was very, 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 very special. We arranged an auditorium, a large table, a long table, and all the devotees who were her servants during that time, we all sat around in the table. The table was beautifully decorated with flowers and bouquets and strings and strips. And Dhintare Mataji was so gracious. As each and every servant was entering the auditorium where she was already seated, Yamuna Devi, she would garland us with a ribbon and a nice rose. And we all sort of felt, oh, this is a very special event. I didn't know what I was to expect, but... Oh. And then we all sat around this beautiful decorated table. And she asked Rupa Manjari to start singing one particular tune of the holy name, the Maha Mantra. And then each and every devotee then said the same tune, you know, like that, one after another. Like that. Went on for a long time, and it was, of course, everyone was looking at Yamuna Devi at that time because her eyes were completely closed and she was deeply absorbed in chanting the holy name of the Lord with, I believe, a lot of love for Krishna. And through that chanting, she was expressing a lot of love for us and type of gratitude she was feeling for all of us who had served her, and we were feeling gratitude for having been able to serve her. So it's a reception of a lot of love was there. And then she was so kind, she made gifts for all of us. She made paper bags and she had different gifts for all of us, different things she had put in. And with her own, and her handwriting was very beautiful also, just like her singing. So each and every paper bag was with her own hands, two and so, like that. And I was very eager to know what is in my bag because I knew it would be very special. I was looking forward to that. And she gave me this bag and I opened it up, and it was a beautiful picture of Prabhupada smiling. And that gave me such deep satisfaction. Because I knew that in serving her, Prabhupada was happy with me. Hare Krishna.